Now turn to part three. You'll hear five different people talking about an international sports event. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F the best description of what each speaker is talking about. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
The track here is good, very fast, and some of the athletes did spectacular times, broke their own records, some of them. And I believe there was even one world record set during the day, in the high jump I heard it was, but I didn't see it, despite having a good view. Sadly, I'd been called away to an incident in one of the car parks, someone trying to break into a parked car. The usual kind of thing at a big event, I'm afraid, however well organised it may be, and it's part of my job to deal with things like that.
Speaker 2.
As far as I was concerned, everything went really smoothly in the car park where I was working. No one seemed to lose their temper, even if they had to queue to get in and out. Mind you, it was all planned months in advance. We knew exactly what to do and how many vehicles we could get in every line. After I'd finished, there was still time to watch some of the events. It was good to get away from all those exhaust fumes, even if I didn't have a seat. The running events are what I particularly like, having been a runner myself, you know.
Speaker 3.
I guess he did his best, but he was a real disappointment. You know, when everyone had such high expectations. Some people said it was marvelous just being in the same stadium as him. He's a sporting legend, after all. If you ask me, he's been doing too much traveling and he's tired. Now, I think that's unacceptable. Mind you, they race all over the world now during the season, don't they? And it must be hard to organize that. Anyway, I'm glad I've seen him. Something to tell the grandchildren.
Speaker 4.
It's easy to praise athletes when they do well, but much harder to avoid blaming them when they don't live up to your expectations. People talk about always trying to improve your personal best time or height or distance, and of course that's the aim. But there are some days when it just doesn't work out that way. No matter what support or encouragement I give the athlete I coach, and no matter what we've practiced over and over again out of competition, if it's not his day, that's it. People say it's a bit like driving an unresponsive car. You know, you put your foot down and nothing happens.
Speaker 5.
The way it worked out, I ended up seeing just about everything, which was really lucky. It was a hot day, so I was kept busy selling ice creams and cold drinks mainly. In fact, I ran out at one stage. I had to stand all the time, of course, so I was really tired by the end of the day. But it was worth it. And we couldn't move around. We'd been told to stay in our positions. But I wasn't complaining. I was put right at the front, so I had a marvellous view. That world record was awesome. I wouldn't have missed that for the world.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
The track here is good, very fast, and some of the athletes did spectacular times, broke their own records, some of them. And I believe there was even one world record set during the day, in the high jump I heard it was, but I didn't see it, despite having a good view. Sadly, I'd been called away to an incident in one of the car parks, someone trying to break into a parked car. The usual kind of thing at a big event, I'm afraid, however well organised it may be, and it's part of my job to deal with things like that.
Speaker 2.
As far as I was concerned, everything went really smoothly in the car park where I was working. No one seemed to lose their temper, even if they had to queue to get in and out. Mind you, it was all planned months in advance. We knew exactly what to do and how many vehicles we could get in every line. After I'd finished, there was still time to watch some of the events. It was good to get away from all those exhaust fumes, even if I didn't have a seat. The running events are what I particularly like, having been a runner myself, you know.
Speaker 3.
I guess he did his best, but he was a real disappointment. You know, when everyone had such high expectations. Some people said it was marvellous just being in the same stadium as him. He's a sporting legend, after all. If you ask me, he's been doing too much travelling and he's tired. Now, I think that's unacceptable. Mind you, they race all over the world now during the season, don't they? And it must be hard to organise that. Anyway, I'm glad I've seen him. Something to tell the grandchildren.
Speaker 4.
It's easy to praise athletes when they do well, but much harder to avoid blaming them when they don't live up to your expectations. People talk about always trying to improve your personal best time or height or distance, and of course that's the aim. But there are some days when it just doesn't work out that way. No matter what support or encouragement I give the athlete I coach, and no matter what we've practiced over and over again out of competition, if it's not his day, that's it. People say it's a bit like driving an unresponsive car. You know, you put your foot down and nothing happens.
Speaker 5.
The way it worked out, I ended up seeing just about everything, which was really lucky. It was a hot day, so I was kept busy selling ice creams and cold drinks mainly. In fact, I ran out at one stage. I had to stand all the time, of course, so I was really tired by the end of the day. But it was worth it. And we couldn't move around. We'd been told to stay in our positions. But I wasn't complaining. I was put right at the front, so I had a marvellous view. That world record was awesome. I wouldn't have missed that for the world.
That is the end of part 3.